May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There are a number of places where Jesus said things like, I came that, this is the reason that I came. But this is a real fascinating thing towards the end of his life on the earth, which, of course, the incarnation had to begin all this, and the incarnation ended up at the cross. He says this is in John 17, in his last little Bible study with his group. Let me just read a few verses to you. I want to concentrate, beginning verse 24. He says, as you have sent them into the world, sent me into the world, Father, I've also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves may also be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on behalf of these in front of me alone, but also for those who will come after them, who believe in me, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I'm in you. So he's not talking here about unity among brothers and sisters. He's talking about union with Christ, as he was in union with his Father. They may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I'm in you. They may also be in us, that the world may believe that you did send me. And the glory which you have given me, I've also given to them, that they may be one, even as you are one. The presence that you've given me of your life, I'm given to them. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in union, that the world may know that you did send me and didst love them, and thou dost love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for that you did love me from the foundation of the world. And, O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, I have known you, and have made the knowledge of you, and made them know that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, these disciples in front of me, and will make it known, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Those are fascinating scriptures to me. Kind of got my attention this morning. There's so much here, but I want you to think in terms of we live to glorify him, but he lived and died to glorify you. So it says in Romans chapter 8 that there's a glory that we've already received. In other words, is that we live for his pleasure, but he came and died, lived and died and rose again to bring pleasure to you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would no longer perish. Again, you've heard me say this before, the word perish means spoil, be ruined. We were created to be his masterpiece. We were created to bear his image. We were created to reflect his likeness. And it devastated his heart for us to ruin our lives, for humanity to be so ruined and be so spoiled. And Jesus said in the scripture, verse 24, it's an amazing thing. He says to his Father, Father, I desire, here's my desire. This has been my desire. I came. I'm going to go and do what I'm about to do at the cross, because here's my desire, that they would be with me. And if you read these scriptures, he's talking about union, that we would know each other in the closest intimacy. I in them, they in me, just like I've been in you, Father, you've been in me. They would have the closest relationship, which is union. It's mutual indwelling. So intimacy with him in the closest way. This is my desire that for those who've given me, that they would be with me where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, the glory you've given me before the foundation of the world. And that something? He said, Lord, here's my desire. My desire is that here he's about to face the cross, give his life for the world. Here's my desire. He said, I would be in union with humanity again. They would be one with me. That I would be one with Rosemary, or one with Chuck, one with Kelly, one with Melody. The great oneness, union, so that they can spend forever beholding my glory. Beholding the manifest radiance of my presence, my beauty, my holiness. That's how we're transformed. That's how we're fulfilled, that we would relish in, we would delight in His glory. And then he goes on, he says, and then the other thing, Lord, what I'd like to see happening is that they would know a love for me that's equivalent to your love for me. That's what he said. That's what the incarnation began. That's the desire in Jesus' heart from every conscious moment was my desire, the joy set before him, is that I'll be in union with Kelly. And I'll satisfy his deepest hearts and transform his humanity. Because being in union with him, being in intimacy with him, he can just relish and delight in beholding my glory. And that the result would be he would love me, Father, with the same intensity that he loves you. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And the thing that's cool about Advent is that cool stuff like that is what Advent, I mentioned in my devotional day, Advent's like preseason. Advent is to Christmas like Lent is to Easter. Where I'm anticipating this amazing heart of God manifested. Not just the wisdom of God, but how much does God so love the world? How badly must God want that for Kelly and for Chuck and for you? That God would step out of eternity in the time and become an infant? In humiliation, be born in the stable? There was no commitment to bacteria-free environment. It was a feeding trough where animals salivated in. With dirty rags that they wrapped him in to keep him warm. He said, I'll go that far. And then he just kept going and going to the end of the cross. So that, Father, because what I want is for Kelly to be with me. For me to be with him. For him to be in me. For me to be in him. For him to enjoy, delight in, relish in, celebrate the radiance of my glory, and for him to love me as a result with the same intensity that you love me. That's the heart of our God. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.